We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You can, of course, hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. So what have we figured out today? That we might have a fishing trip sometime in the future.
Expedition. So wait, do we want to, well, I guess it's what do you want to do, Joe?
What?
Do you want to go out to a river or a lake or a creek? Or do you want to go out on the ocean?
I don't know. I mean, simple answer is I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it. I guess to a certain extent, I just follow your lead. I mean, you're the boss.
I think it would
be
easier for us to just go to
a lake. Something. Yeah, way easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm open-minded. It's your show, man. Ain't my gig. I'm not the fisher guy. So if you want to lead us to fishing, it's all good. All good.
We could also fish on the river.
I'm open-minded. What else did we learn today? We learned that today at 4 o'clock, make sure when the Phillies play, if you're watching this game between 4 and 7 on TV, check out the camera angle you get down in Texas where the pitcher is on top of the plate in a way that creates a very good view of the strike zone. Mm-hmm.
Richie and I learned that there are actually animal heads in steakhouses.
Yes, that's right. You guys
learned that.
Here's another thing, and I guess we didn't learn this today because we've known this for a while. Here's another sports nugget that is revolting, but it is what it is. So John Wall yesterday in like no surprise, he exercised his $47.4 million player option for the 22-23 season as if he was going to, opt out?
Test the market, Joe.
Test the market? John, this guy. Now, look, I blame the Houston Rockets, but I also blame John Wall. For those that don't know, everyone knows John Wall is a really good player. Not a truly great one, but a really good player, all-star caliber player for a few years there earlier in his career with the Washington Wizards. He signed a major, massive, full contract, max contract extension a while ago. So this is the last year of the deal. And, of course, early on in the deal, he suffered an injury. He's never been the same player. He's missed tons of time. John, he actually played. Now, think about this for a second. He played during the 2020-21 season. That might have only been the 2021 right. season. I don't know if that even started in 2020. But he played that year, played like half the year. This past year, the one that just ended, he didn't play. Why? Because him and the Rockets made the decision to have John Wall not play. And I want to read you a line from ESPN.com. Now, think about this. Because the whole idea was for him to sit out both for, like, his own dignity and for them to, like, not have him get hurt so they could still trade him. I mean, that's actually.
And to lose games.
And to lose games.
Essentially paid last season to remain in shape.
Yeah. I mean, it's. And by the way, they never did trade him.
Right.
So, I mean, the line from ESPN.com, and this is 100% true. I remember when this happened like a year ago. The Rockets and Wall agreed to shut him down late in that season, trying to protect his body and trade value. And then, the story goes on. I don't want to have it here right now. But bottom line is, we all know they made the decision. It's like Al Horford with OKC. Let's not play him. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great for the lake. I mean, this guy, John Wall, could be an okay bench player, but he thinks it's beneath him to play for the Houston Rockets, and the Rockets think it's not in their best interest to either A, win games, or B, run the risk that he could get hurt. That, you guys know I talk about what a jammed up league the NBA
exactly
is.
Exactly the same position they are this year as they were last year. You know, they're paying them $47 million bucks.
Yeah.
To try to find someone who's going to pay him $47 million bucks this year and then more on top of it. Yeah. And no one wants to do that.
No one's going to want that.
They're just going to wait.
My point is, it's just a weird leg, man. He's going to opt out so he can go sign a 1-year deal for $2 million with someone? do you really need an agent to tell you, you know, John, I think you should opt in on this one. $47 million guaranteed. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Derek in Paoli is with us. Hello, Derek.
Yo, real quick, Joe, do you really believe you're going to dominate when you go fishing for the first time?
Simple answer, you ready? No.
I'm just making sure.
No, I'm not going to.
You'd be real confident in yourself and a lot of stuff.
He thinks he's going to be president, Derek.
Derek, I'll tell you what I do think. I think I'm going to get bored.
Yeah, it depends where you go, though. It depends. They should take you like deep sea fishing for the first time.
Look, all I know is this.
It's about who you're with, Joe. How could you get bored if we're all hanging out having a good time?
That's it. We better have good music. We better have good drinks. And Richie and Seltzer better be on their game of good conversation. Because otherwise, I'll get real bored.
Yo, John.
Yes.
How you doing, boss? You know any
great
motel?
Probably. I mean, I know the songs. I could figure them out. It's not something I've focused on because it requires some better singing than I have the ability to do.
Derek, why does it sound like a bunch of rocks just fell in your head?
No, what happened was my Bluetooth clicked on and I didn't want it to. That's what happened.
Gotcha. All right, no problem.
So anyway, the Sixers, right? So they got James Harden is due $47 million, right?
Yes.
They just gonna try to do something to where they could kind of like, you know, get some kind of bargain. Well, he ain't going nowhere. Like, he'd be a fool to go somewhere else. He got $47 million coming here.
Well, he would go somewhere else if and this was my whole point, Derek, when I said 2 weeks ago the Sixers shouldn't offer him anything. If the Sixers said we're not going to offer you anything, and if you do opt in, we're going to try to trade you, which is what I believe the Sixers should do. They should say to him in the month of June, if you opt in, we're going to try to trade you. Then that could de-incentivize James Harden from wanting to opt in, and then he would absolutely consider going somewhere else because he could get a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere else. But the Sixers are playing this all wrong. They're doing exactly the opposite of what they said, what I said they should do, and of course they're doing exactly what I expected that they would do, which is overpay him because they're a bunch of idiots.
Trade for him, though, Joe. That's what I'm trying to get at. I just don't think too many teams – like, I would take P.J. Tucker, though, because you got to remember – you don't need him for the regular season. Like, did you know he was on Miami before the playoffs even started?
Well, I did. He's part of what elevated them. I mean, Derek, I get your point though. He's ready made for the playoffs. But
yeah,
remember this. He also helped, you know, Miami be in a position to have the one seed and have home court advantage in game 7. Granted, they lost that game, but he was a nice player for them, man.
Yeah, we need some kind of fighter in there.
Go ahead. Movie prop. What do you want to
know? My movie prop would be something that you could use to drink out when you win the tub that you could drink out of it. I would go Cinderella's glass slipper.
I'll write it down. Cinderella's. I think of that more as a play or a
live action. Animated.
Yes.
It's animated.
Well, I'm sure there have been some real Cinderella's.
Maybe there have.
I'm sure there have. Cartoon or play or whatever you want to call it. As you said, animation, whatever that is. A book. Yeah, Cinderella slippers isn't going to really work. So I was just thinking about it. Who have the Sixers had in the last couple of years that's enforcer guy?
But there are no props from books. Jeff.
Justin
no,
Anderson.
No, I know. Exactly. James, that's the only one.
It's the only one I can think
Justin
of.
Justin Anderson, who had no skill.
No.
He was about a 6'6" tough guy.
He was.
And he was the only guy that I can think of in the last 5 years. I mean, Jimmy Butler is physically
tough.
Three
minutes a game.
Well, they only sent him in that one series just to try to like rough people up because the other team, I forget if that was the Nets series or the Heat series.
I think it was the Nets series. I'm not sure, though.
He might have been the counterpunch to that Net guy.
Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley was doing his stuff, and Brett Brown's like, PJ, or what's that kid's name? What's the guy's name?
Justin Anderson,
get in there. Yeah, I mean, he's it. Sixers used to have Rick Mahorn, man. Sixers used to have Rick Mahorn. That's when taking care of business was, you know, taking care of business. That's when thump and bump meant something. It's brutal, man. And they do need the physical toughness. 215-592-9494. And I would like to see P.J. Tucker be here, but, man, a three-year deal. They are going to pay the piper in a vicious way in 4 or 5 years when they lose their players and everyone's too old, and they are going to be amongst the five worst teams in basketball, and it is going to happen. Let's go to John in Bryn Mawr. John, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, Joe? How are you?
Good, John.
What's up, John?
Hi, John.
Yo, Lake Nockamixon is perfect. You ever been there?
No.
It's not that far. It's like 45 minutes from here. It's
it's up by like Plumstead,
up near
though,
Perkasie.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge, and they got great fishing in there.
Cool.
So highly recommend.
Do they have like boats that you can take out? You know, like rent the boat, and
you can rent them, and rent the outboard docks. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's huge, and it's not that far.
John, let me ask you a question. Do I have to? I mean, is this like an after a show thing, or do I have to give Richie and Seltzer a Saturday? Because my Saturday
is a day, dude.
It's a whole day.
No, you could. I think you could do it.
Four o'clock. There was show, and then 4 o'clock.
Drive out. So it takes. I don't know.
So I gotta, I gotta give you guys a Saturday.
Can you imagine if Joe hooks into a muskie in Lake Nockamixon?
What's a muskie?
They got him there.
A muskellunge.
I don't know that.
They got him there.
Giant, nasty, angry fish.
Like, leave to walk out of the office when you're done.
The show's over about 1:55. I'm out at about 1:56.
Oh, you guys could totally do it, like on a Friday afternoon. Totally.
Okay. Well, but that's the same concept. I don't want to give him a Friday night.
That'd be cool. Because we could get there, we could fish topwater as the sun's going down and hook into some largemouth.
Yep.
Joe wouldn't know what to do with himself.
No, it would
be great.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah,
there.
I'm sure.
I hate to say this, but I still am giving Harden the benefit of the doubt. Do you remember when he first got here, how well he played with Joel? And I'll say this again.
For about five games. Yeah, five games. Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember what happened? Like, I don't know, like the next 30 games?
I do remember. But just maybe the injury got a little worse. And hopefully, to save himself from embarrassment, he just kills it this summer and works on it.
John, after probably being handed about $150 million, and having already made over $500 million, both in contract and endorsements off the court, do you really think James Harden at the age of 33 is going to be that incentivized to be in great physical shape?
This is going to be his legacy.
John,
like how he went
John, here's the problem. He was already in the room as bestowed upon him by the NBA voters for a top 75 player in NBA history. He's already guaranteed to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't think he's that motivated. I really don't.
Really? Like, because that would be so embarrassing to anybody.
Well, why, John, convince me. Why then, in the second half of Game 6 of an elimination game, did he only shoot the ball two times in the second half?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was really hurt.
He doesn't care much. That's the bottom line. I'm not saying he doesn't care. I'm saying he doesn't care that much. There are guys like Jimmy Butler. I watch him play. I watch Jimmy Butler play, and I watch James Harden play. And I say to myself, who cares more about winning? And it is so obvious that Jimmy Butler cares more about winning.
Could have an epiphany this summertime. You never know.
John, give me a movie prop you'd love
John,
to own.
We know James Harden can be better than what he showed in the postseason this year. And, I think they're trying to do now is arrange it so that they get the best out of him. That's the challenge, though. He's generally unmotivated.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I'm picking you up tomorrow night and taking you to a pool party at the Marion Cricket Club, all right? Be ready at like 6.
A pool party?
You're my guest.
At a cricket club?
Marion Cricket Club.
That's a cannonball right there from Richie.
Yeah.
That's a cannonball. John,
give me
a movie prop you'd love to own.
Imagine walking down to someone's man cave and seeing the frozen Han Solo leaning up against the wall.
Wow.
Sure. What a good answer.
So how do you think they did that, John?
What?
It's like a statue. It's really him.
I know, like, but I mean, how do you – I get it. I understand it's not really him. How do you
plastic.
Think – How do you
probably
think
made
they did
an impression
that
of him? You know, like you would for like any
yeah
sort of thing. Like,
do you think that thing is somewhere or
oh yeah
lost in time?
I've seen replicas of it. There are replicas of the carbon frozen Han Solo.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
James, to be clear, I didn't, you know, actually think Harrison Ford was in there. I just want to make sure you're.
Yeah,
you know.
Never know. I mean, you thought they had the Hope Diamond, the Titanic, apparently
was real.
No,
yeah, they,
no,
they had $1 billion that diamond
they threw
that they
in
for,
the ocean
first for
off,
production. That they, hey, instead of using a prop that'll look exactly the same,
let's use one that's
on
$500 million.
Let's use the $500 million one, because that seems like a smart thing to do.
Well, first off, loans do happen in movies sometimes. You know, they'll get a
not
loan
like that.
I mean, maybe. I mean, you think when Richard Gere snapped that box on Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, you think there was a real diamond, a real something in there, nice necklace?
There's
I bet you it was
big
real.
Difference between a diamond
maybe
necklace and the most expensive diamond on the planet.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you what, that would be something to own, that dress, that red dress, that, especially if you're a woman, that red dress that Julia Roberts had in Pretty Woman. That'd be a pretty cool prop to have, man. Especially,
by the way, apparently the original Han Solo in carbonite is in a museum in Indianapolis. So there you go.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You said, especially if you're a woman, you'd want the dress, Julia Roberts dress, but you chose the ruby slippers.
Yeah.
You're not a woman.
No, but I wouldn't wear them. I would display them. So when people come into my tiny little apartment.
You wouldn't wear them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna have people come into my apartment and say, see that right there? That is the slippers that were worn in The Wizard of Oz. That is, those are Dorothy's. They don't actually work, by the way. They don't transport you back to Kansas. But what they do is impress you.
They sold for a lot of money at some point.
Well, they got to be worth it.
Auctioned off.
Yeah, that's got to be over $1 million.
I think it was slightly. I think it might have been like $600,000. For some reason, that's $600,000.
Let me tell you something. So for those that don't know, we said this earlier today. Wilson, the volleyball from Castaway, was sold yesterday for $187,000. If Wilson can be sold for $187,000, Dorothy's ruby red slippers have got to be at least a mil. Got to be.
$800,000 price tag.
That's years ago. Yeah, inflation. Inflation going the other way would do.
But there are several pairs, apparently.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe, John, and James. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe.
I didn't get a chance to look at any NBA mock drafts. But I'm going to give you a player that's I think it's going to be a star in the league, and that's the kid from Miami, McGusby. You know, I'm a big Villanova fan,
yep.
So I was watching their who you know possible opponents were, and the kid's 6'5". The only thing with him, he's a 24-year-old because of the COVID. So just you know, like I said, see what I think.
Well, he probably could help a team sooner than other players because he's older.
Right. Yeah.
You know, those 24-year-olds are rare coming out of the draft.
And
go ahead,
I know he reminds me. He wore the number 23. I didn't see a lot of Michael Jordan out in North Carolina. I only saw highlights of him. You know, going showing you his college career. But this kid has a great first step, and nobody could stop them. You remember in that Kansas-Miami game, Miami had them was ahead of them most to the 12 minutes to go.
Well,
they
had a good team, and I do remember they had some good players.
And reference to the Phillies, where is my boy, as I said to James, where's my boy Nick Maton? Nobody's asking about him, and here's what, you know, Bryson, it wasn't kind of coincidental that Bryson Stott, when Segura got hurt and Gregorius was coming back to play shortstop and Maton was on the team, that, now he kind of knew that, hey, my only spot is going to be second base because Didi's going to play short. And, you know, he started to hit well. And, you know, now he's back in the slump again. And you don't hear nothing about Maton. I mean, it was 8-0 in that game. This is why I said this is the type of players you need on this team. 8-0 in that game, and he's diving to make that catch. Plus, you know, his brother pitches for the Houston Astros. I don't know how many years he has left on his contract. But he's a guy, if you have Maton on the team, Nick, and you get his brother, I mean, he'll come to the Phillies
Joe,
if he's free.
Joe, do you remember my theory about Nick Maton?
No, he just thought he was just like an average guy.
Yeah, let me cut to the chase. I don't think he's that good.
You know?
I don't. I mean, well, listen, it's nice in theory. Like, hey, this guy's going to come up and really going to shake things up. I think he's a bench. I think he's a fringe Major League Baseball player.
Well, we'll have to wait to find out. He's on the IL.
What's Camargo doing for us, guys? What's Camargo doing for us?
Well, he's playing a good defense.
When you had Camargo and you had Stotts, the way they were hitting, this kid Maton can hit what they hit. And like I said, every time he comes up, he's fiery and he does something. I'll go back to the year he was trapped between third and home in a rundown, and he dove back into the bag. It was his mistake, but he Adubel would have done. He would have just stopped. Yeah. This kid fought, you know. And
I like Maton for those reasons. I like him too, but you know it's a right shoulder sprain, which makes it really tough when you throw with your right hand, and it's slow. It's slow. He's been slow coming back. He's on the 10-day injured list right now.
It's been like 2 weeks, I think, at this point, right? Was it in early June? Am I remembering that right? It's been a while. Hey, Joe, give me a great answer here for a movie prop that you would love to personally own.
Well, but probably some memorabilia people would be Alex Baldwin's gun on that tragedy of the person dying.
Holy smokes. That I would not want to own.
That's the worst answer we've gotten. That's up there with the worst answer we've ever gotten for a side topic question.
The problem was it's not a prop.
Well,
that too.
Well, that was the problem, that it wasn't,
That was a horrible answer.
That's brutal. Villanova basketball was referenced quickly there in Joe's phone call. I just want to say for those that missed it, it was on social media in the last day or two, and it was good to see Justin Moore, who a lot of people will remember, the really good small forward, I guess you'd call him small forward, Villanova had, maybe his power forward, but they're all kind of about the same height, who tore his Achilles in the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, whatever.
Final Four.
Well, it was before the Final Four. They had to play that whole game without him.
Oh, that's right.
It was Elite Eight. He's on the rehab, and there was a good video of him running this week. And, I mean, he's in one of those contraptions that's designed to, you know, help aid his running. And, you know, I'm sure they're doing something scientific in there I don't know about. But basically, it's been about 3 months, and he's progressing, which is good to say. I think he's got 1 year of eligibility left to Villanova. 215-592-9494. And I do think that injury pretty much sunk their season, because without him, they were – you know, they had less going on, obviously, in the Final Four than they'd had on the road there. Let's go to Sparty right now in Downingtown. Hello, Sparty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Sparty.
Hey, man. Headed down to Georgia for a little baseball, 15U World Series-like baseball tournament with my son. So listening to you guys on the Odyssey app here. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And married my daughter this past weekend back in Michigan. John, he's a Ann Arbor kid, grew up in Ann Arbor and went to Stanford. So. And plays the guitar. So I don't know what it is about you guys from Stanford, man, and all the talent.
Sounds like a winner. But congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was magical. But you know, my point was, I'm confident the Phils are still going to kind of make a run here. I think all teams kind of go through this ebb and flow and these streaks, and they'll deal with injuries. But at the end of the day, I think they'll make the wild card. But I'm just a little concerned about Dombrowski and kind of his track record. And if you look at what he did, you know, in Florida, in Detroit, in Boston, he just has a history of kind of coming in and grabbing a few experienced veterans and trying to make a short-term run and then leaves the cupboard, you know, kind of dry after that. And I'm a little concerned because we know there's no assets. There's nothing.
Well, hold on, Sparty. Look, well, there's not, but that's not really his fault. The good news is it's not like they've been trading away these high-end prospects yet. That could still happen, but they haven't done that yet. The main thing that Dombrowski has done, forget whether the players have been good or bad, the main thing he has done is acquired players at the major league level who are veterans that he pays a lot of money to because John Middleton's been willing to go there. You know, it's not like they traded a great prospect to get anybody yet.
Oh, I know, and that's fair to say, but I'm just, you know, he does have a history of paying these veterans a little bit of money, and then you kind of hope for the best. And if it doesn't pan out, you know, what's on the other end of this in 2 or 3 years when Dombrowski's kicked to the curb and, you know, we have no assets in the minors and it's I don't know.
Well, you're saying they have no assets in the minors. You're missing my point. They can draft people in the first round and hopefully those players become good players. That's my point.
Yeah, you hope that they have the ability to evaluate talent and develop talent. They haven't had that in the past, and I don't know if he's brought that in yet.
But. Exactly. Hey, Sparty, give us a movie prop you'd love to own.
Yeah, I think a lot of them have been taken. I'm sure I made most of the show, but did anybody say lightsaber?
Yep, give us something else.
All right, I'm going to go Hourglass, Wizard of Oz.
You got it. All right, Wizard of Oz, the Hourglass.
Hourglass.
What is that?
I mean, I know what an hourglass is. I
do
too. I don't remember one being prominently featured.
I don't either. I mean, I'd rather have the costume of like the Scarecrow.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
I'd rather have the Cowardly Lion costume.
Cowardly Lion would be great.
I heard that was made
from
real.
Tin Man would be the best.
Tin Man's the best.
Yeah,
I thought the Cowardly Lion costume was made from an actual lion.
Could be.
It just wouldn't look as good without a person.
I agree with James. The Tin Man can be fine without a person.
Right up, you're good to go. Looks exactly like him.
Although there was a dude in there.
Of course, but if it's just sitting in your house, it'll look like
him. I mean,
Thank you for that.
Well, no, my point is it's not actually just a costume. I mean, you are, I'm going to say it for the second time this week, you're a butthead. No, you are. You're a pain in my arse.
So there was a guy in the costume. Yeah. There was an actual actor.
Hey, did you?
Wow, wasn't back in 1939? Wasn't like a robot?
Did you know? Let me tell you something. You guys might not have known this. It's the same three actors in the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, they're on the farm.
Wow.
That's
same.
Amazing.
Their faces look exactly alike.
Yeah.
Jodah Cameron.
It's amazing.
And John Ritchie. Time's yours at 1:45 today on 94 WIP.
Bet Parks is an official betting partner of the PGA Tour. Go to the Bet Parks app and check out special boosts and wagers for golf. Download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app and make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Just use my promo code JRWIP. Bet baseball and bet more than the score with live in-game betting. Bet on individual player performances for hits, home runs, and strikeouts. Bet Philly today, a huge road favorite against Texas. Our best ace on the mound. Bet 141 to win 100 on our baseball team. We will respond today. Bet playoff hockey, bet the PGA Tour. Bet Parks is the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app. Download now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at pa.betparks.com. Use my promo code JRWIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.